Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Republican for Governor Bobby Charles, I don't know if your ears were burning just a few moments ago, but we were talking about you on the radio and ranked choice voting and how, as I see it, Bobby, dirt's flying at you from not only those within the GOP, but some on the Democrat side, even as they try to look clean for their ranked choice voting. Bobby, what do you make of all of it?
Yeah, I, as a guy, again, who has not run for anything before, I look at all this from two different perspectives. One is as the candidate, and the other is almost entertainment from the outside looking in. I think that what we've got is a candidacy. We've got a great team. We've got great positions. It's straightforward. We want to cut taxes, cut the waste and spending, go after the fraud, cut energy, cut crime and drugs, get the illegals out, no nonsense in schools, and specifically going after all this $500 million probably of fraud. So all of that being the case, I look at it and I say, you know, any measure you take, including internal and external polls, we're up by double digits, in some up by 30 or 40 points. If we push past the 47% point to the 51% point, then ranked choice is gone. As it applies to this primary, meaning that if people put Charles, 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 Charles across that row of bubbles, and in the end we do not end up defaulting to ranked choice, which is an unconstitutional system, and we could talk about that forever, but then all of a sudden that Democrat ploy to both stumble us and push their own agenda eventually dies away. I think it's entertaining because you've got at least three candidates, maybe four, in the business of saying, on the one hand, I'm against ranked choice voting. On the other hand, how can I knock off the majority or plurality winner so that I can find a way to win, and calling each other and trying to find a way to sort of combine their numbers just right so that they win in a second or third or fourth or fifth round of ranked choice voting. Look, ranked choice voting flies in the face of the Federalist Papers. It flies in the face of the constitutional understanding that we have one person, one vote in this country. We have a choice, a binary choice. You are for or against. We don't get a cascading, you know, throwing the cards down the stairs and hoping that some combination will benefit somebody that is not the plurality choice or the majority choice of the state of Maine. And of course, the exclamation point on that, which is why we don't have it in our general election for governor or our local elections, is that our forefathers who wrote the Maine Constitution were foresightful enough to put in a provision that says you win by a plurality or a majority, you don't win by anything else. So I think it's a lot of chicanery, and of course they're throwing, I've been outspent 70 to 1, and still we're up by double digits, which is because the grassroots of this state, and I've been in every corner for 13 months, is completely with this idea of total, real, specific, trusted change.
Let me ask a question about RCV within the GOP. Some were surprised the day that Jonathan Bush announced his ranked choice voting alliance with Robert Wessels. And then many were surprised live during the debate on television that David Jones announced that he and Ben Midgley were in a bit of an alliance, even though Ben Midgley really didn't give David Jones the answer that I think Jones was looking for live on television. What do you make of the fact that within the very GOP, the party that has historically not been fond of ranked choice voting, that these alliances occur?
Yeah, I mean, look, desperation makes for odd bedfellows, and it's probably a mixing of two metaphors or idioms. But at the end, it doesn't surprise me in one regard, and in another it does. I get out there and I say, I am against this and I am for that. And you can take it to the bank. When I say, am I against something, I am against it. And in the dark of the night, you wake me up and ask me the question, I will still be against it. And if I'm for something, I'm for it. I'm for cutting taxes. I'm against illegal aliens in the state. I'm not going to change my views. I think the part that's a little disappointing to Republicans, or it should be, is that you have people who change their positions. And this is why we hate politics, and this is why we hate Augusta. People say one thing and they do something else. And it's the very essence of hypocrisy. It's the very essence of why we don't want more people who say one thing and do something else. And what do? They say, well, I'm against ranked choice voting, believe me. Oh, sure, believe me. And then they say, oh, by the way, and now kind of, it, you know, now the hidden story is out there publicly. Actually, I'm for it so that I can get in there. And then, by the way, when I get in there, you think I'm going to eliminate the thing that got me in there? Probably not. So, you know, I guess it's one of the reasons I'm running for this office. I am so sick and tired of duplicitous, in most cases, Democrats. But, you know, you have a situation here where people are saying one thing and doing something else. And you know what? That is why people hate politics. That is why people, you know, just crave the moment when people are actually instead run by principle instead of opportunism. And you know, I guess it's why I'm running. I mean, for me, it applies to taxes, property taxes out of control, income taxes out of control, you know, affordability impossible with these high, crazy, you know, energy prices. Oh, we'll bring your energy prices down, and then they stick you with these massive net, you know, billing bills. So at the end of the day, to me, Rick, it just says, you know what? They are revealing who they are. You will never find me advocating for, using, believing in, making excuses for ranked choice voting or any of these other things. I am just what I am. And if you like it, great. If you don't, vote for somebody else. That's, I guess, the way I look at it.
Republican for Governor Bobby Charles on Maine's Morning News. Let me get to that. I don't want to dive too deep into the muck here, but Hannah Pinkery's response to you, I've seen the RCV debate within the GOP, which surprised me. I'm not surprised to see a lack of RCV or more, I'll call it civility on the Democrat side. But Hannah Pinkery has a lot of reasons to throw some dirt, likely at you, to make her appear to be a stronger possible front runner. I don't know if her disagreeing with your post means that she is for Sharia law, but that was confusing.
Yeah, so let's state the facts plainly. The Democrat field is very congested. I think Nirav Shah, Pinkery, Bellows, Jackson, who just got supported by Graham, who else have we got, King, are very neck and neck, in effect, with each other. So just like Troy Jackson thought he could break out by debating me, which actually sent him to the bottom of the class, I think at the same time Pinkery thinks, well, maybe if I slash out at Bobby Charles, it'll make a difference in my race. My statement was very straightforward, and it's not driven by something random. It's something very straightforward. In 40 states in this country, they're debating the question whether Sharia law is something of concern inside the states. 10 states have voted, and just now Florida voted and had signed a bill, 1471, which says three things. One, there will be no foreign laws enforced in councils or any other format here in the United States, unlike, for example, Great Britain has tolerated in 85 communities that you have this sub-community, almost like an enclave that enforces its own law, in that case, Sharia law. We will not do that here. 10 states have already said we won't do it. It's a preventative and deterrent act, kind of going hand in glove with illegal immigration, saying, look, you can't just decide that because Maine is an open center here, you're going to come buy 400 acres of land, as they did in Texas, and try to create your own sort of world within a world. We're one world. We are assimilated. I love immigration. I have friends who are Afghan and Iraqi who worked specifically with our military. You want to come here and be an assimilated, great American citizen? God bless you. Please come. Number two, their law said no discriminatory compounds, no compounds with restrictive covenants where you can have an exclusive group of religious people living there and nobody else. Just not going to happen in Maine. It is anti-constitutional. Number three, no state university money going to groups that are designated as terrorist groups like CAIR. Nothing that's going to push anti-Semitism. We're not going to allow those three things here in the state of Maine. Mind you, a number of other states have already done this. Mind you, also, the way that you deter bad behavior is to send up a signal that says, no, we don't want that here. Do we want you to be a law-abiding citizen with your religious freedom here in the state of Maine? Absolutely. In fact, we strongly support all of these Bill of Rights provisions. But, you know, keep in mind, and I'll leave you with this thought, keep in mind that the actual Bill of Rights itself was lofted as a preventive and deterrent measure against the disintegration of an assimilated society. It was actually lofted to protect rights that nobody felt at the time were actually physically threatened. In fact, they threw out the Constitution. They put up the Constitution with Madison and the entire Constitutional Convention, and people like George Mason said, you know, I want you to look around corners. I want you to look forward. I want you to anticipate something that could happen. And they said, no one will ever try to take guns away. No one will ever try to take our speech away. No one will ever try to throw us in prison. Well, you know what? That stuff does happen, and so you need to be preventive. My whole deal here is I have a policy of about, I'm going to say, 30 policies. You can look at the website, 30 different policies, from energy to taxes to crime to drugs to illegal aliens to no Sharia law, that rationalize the future of the state of Maine. Get rid of fraud, get back to integrity, get back to the state that we know and love, and frankly, it doesn't matter what your religion is, as long as you believe that everybody else has that right, you're good to go.
Give me 15 seconds, just a 15-second reaction to this, because I have to ask. Are you a pariah?
I had to go look the word up, my friend. I didn't even know what that was. Bangor Daily News says that, like, I am a what? I thought that was some kind of fish. No, that's a piranha.
Bobby, what is the website where those policies are listed out?
Yes, please go to bobby4maine.com. Go read my stuff on amac.us, read my articles on The Wire, read my interviews, read my debates. Look, we're crystal clear. We're going to save this state because we need to.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.